I'm not against junk food. I'm not against business. And all I'm saying is don't market junk food as healthy. What people don't know is one day after the Bonvita sent me a legal notice, I got two other legal notices from Real Juice and Chyawanprash. But media, for whatever reason, did not capture that at all. My point is, news channel wale log 100 employee hote hain, utna reach us pure 100 employee log ka mila ke wo nahi hota.
24/7 news karte
hain. Aur un log ko log nahi bolte hain aap part time kar rahe ho ya nahi. Main ek individual akela itna reach hai aur mere ko bolte hain aap part time kar rahe ho ya nahi kar rahe. But the tagline and the word influencer sometimes cheapens you.
Revanth, welcome to the barbershop. I remember talking to you on Instagram video once. I think I just called you, we exchanged messages and I called you. But, you know, any episode where, you know, someone like you comes along and for our viewers, I start with, achha, what's the genesis of your story? And aapne kaise chal. But with you, that's not required at all. Because I think it is so public and it is so well known. And you have done such a phenomenal job in mobilizing our country and your viewers on probably the most important thing in their life, which they do 3 to 4 times a day, that we don't need to kind of ki tumne ye kaise chalu kiya. I think wo mostly logon ko pata hai. But first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You are such an inspiration. Because I think you have your heart in the right place. You do things with a view of helping people every day. And you have made some personal enemies in the process. You have gone through tremendous amount of personal strife. But let's actually, I wanted to use this time to go deeper into who you are and why you do what you do.
Yeah.
So what took a Wharton grad who was working at McKinsey on the other side of the ocean, decide to come back to his home country and take on an industry?
Yeah, I mean, there's no clear answer. I think there's a lot of small things which led up to this. But I was in the US, and whenever I used to eat anything, like, you know, buy grocery, US has way more packaged food than India, I feel like, you know, wahan par aur zyada khate hain. So US maybe I used to see that there's so much of like, you know, mislabeling and lot of lies in the packaged food, even though it's a very developed country. So I wanted, like, you know, I used to get irritated then, like, you know, I wanted to do something in this space. But rather than doing it in the US, I ki India mein karo jahan se main hoon. So that was like one thought process. In a more and more philosophical level, in our life, what is the most important? One of the most important things is health. Health kya cheez se banta hai? Kaafi had tak khana se.
Khane se.
Khana hum kya kha rahe hain? Last 20-30 years, zyadatar packaged food.
Correct.
Hazaro saal ke human history mein, pehli baar aise ho raha hai ki we are eating so much packaged food. And packaged food mostly is openly, blatantly lying to us. So if I'm able to solve packaged food in any way or form, I'm solving one of the biggest issues in our life. Once again, life, health, food, packaged food, and packaged food is lying.
Correct.
So I just think, again, as you said, we're eating packaged food 3-4 times a day. And if I'm able to solve it in any way or form, it's a very big problem. And rather than solving it in the US, which is a very developed country, I would rather solve it in India, where I'm from. So these were a few thought processes which led me to come back. Obviously, it was a very, very major risk. Because when I left McKinsey and I left the US, I did not just leave a job. I also made a decision that I'll never ever do a job again, because I knew ki jab main video banaya, Bonvita was my first video.
It blew up, no?
It blew up. And the point was that there was a lot of controversial, like, things on Google about me. Like, you know, for example, Bonvita said that my video is not scientific. So if you Googled my name, the first thing for like many days would come up was this particular influencer. They used to call me influencer, even though I didn't have any influencing or whatever. They wrote, this influencer's video is unscientific. Or, like, you know, Cadbury saying that this particular video is unscientific. So my thing is, I would probably not even ever get in a job, because, you know, background check hota hai, aur agar aapka disprove ho gaya aap jo bol rahe ho. It's a very, very major risk you're taking, yeah, from, again, McKinsey and things like that. So it is a very, very drastic call I took. No rational mind would take it. Not only to leave the US, aapka visa, wo sab log saalo saal kaam karte hain visa ke liye, wo visa sab chhod ke yahan aana. Aur fir aap pange le rahe ho within 2 weeks with the biggest companies, एंड एसेंशियली आपको कोई और जॉब मिलेगा नहीं, क्योंकि बैकग्राउंड चेक उस समय नो कंपनी वॉन्ट्स टू हायर समवन हू इज कंट्रोवर्शियल, जो इसे बड़े कंपनी के अगेंस्ट किया. इट इज अ वेरी रिस्की कॉल, बट या टच वुड इज गोइंग वेल.
पैशन इज पैशन. नो नो बट पीपल डोंट टॉक अबाउट इट मच, यू आर राइट. सो आई वाज सीइंग अ रिसर्च समवेयर दैट पीपल रियली ब्लेम इन द यूएस, लाइक देयर आर सम क्लियर कॉर्पोरेट लॉबिंग विलन्स, राइट, गन्स. यू नो दैट द NRA इज लॉबिंग द गवर्नमेंट फॉर गन्स इन द यूएस. इट इज वेल नोन. देयर आर पीपल फॉर एंड देयर आर पीपल अगेंस्ट इट, बट इट इज नोन. बिग फार्मा, पीपल नो दैट देयर इज लॉबिंग ऑफ द गवर्नमेंट फॉर रेगुलेशंस, FDA फॉर वैक्सीन्स, फार्मास्यूटिकल्स, इंश्योरेंस, बिकॉज US में वो बड़ा लॉबी है. बिग टोबैको, इट्स कॉल्ड बिग टोबैको. देयर इज मल्टीपल क्लास एक्शन सूट्स, लंग कैंसर, दिस दैट एंड द अदर, हार्ट डिजीज, कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट, एवरीवन नोज टोबैको इज बैड. ऑल ऑफ दिस कंपनीज गेट टुगेदर, लॉबी बिग टोबैको. फूड इज नॉट नोन टू बी अ विलन, बट द अमेरिकन फूड इंडस्ट्री इज एक्चुअली ब्लेटेंटली लॉबिंग अ लॉट. They spend more than 11 times the National Institute of Health on funding R&D on food in the nutrition space. I can only imagine what a nutritional scientist or a PhD or a professor is publishing after being funded millions of dollars on a particular ingredient and so on, and which has led to very, like, for a long time people would say eggs are good. Then some people would say the yellow in the eggs is not good. You don't know. Breakfast is great, cereals are great, then you suddenly realize cereals are not great. And America is actually the cultural capital of the world. So what starts in America becomes global very quickly.
Yeah.
So India, I think, is a lot more local in terms of food habits and so on. We are kind of insulated on this front. But US, the labeling and all must be multiple times worse than what it is in India. Or am I wrong on this?
So I think it's very, India simple lies ki openly sugar likhenge. कि ये कि लोगों को पता ही नहीं है कि लेबल चेक भी करना चाहिए या नहीं.
हाँ.
तो वो अभी भी शुगर ही लिखते हैं. यूएस में वो थोड़ा कॉम्प्लिकेट करेंगे, इट्स कॉम्प्लिकेटेड लाइंग, एडवांस्ड लाइंग, बिकॉज दे नो दैट सम कंज्यूमर्स आर चेकिंग द लेबल्स एंड थिंग्स लाइक दैट. दे विल यूज सम कॉम्प्लेक्स स्ट्रेटजी, सो दे विल यूज सिनोनिम्स फॉर शुगर.
व्हाट आर द सिनोनिम्स फॉर शुगर?
लाइक सुक्रोज, ग्लूकोज, हाई फ्रुक्टोज कॉर्न सिरप, ब्राउन शुगर, लाइक वेरियस थिंग्स.
ओके, जस्ट टू मेक इट लुक लाइक इट्स लेस शुगर.
हाँ. Also, one interesting thing, I don't know if you'll get it in one go or not. So, ingredient lists are listed in order of weight. So, the first ingredient is the one which is highest by volume, then the second ingredient, then the third.
By weight.
So, descending order of weight. So, if sugar is the first ingredient, then it's the highest. So, what do they do in the US? Because they know that consumers know that they'll read the order, and if sugar is the first, they'll avoid it. They'll use four different types of sugar. So, it's not the first ingredient.
नीचे आ जाएगा
तो चार इंग्रेडिएंट रहेंगे शुगर का,
उनका सम विल बी हाईएस्ट,
सम विल बी हाईएस्ट. तो वो इतना एडवांस्ड मार्केटिंग है, मैं बोल रहा हूँ. सो दीज आर द लेवल ऑफ लाइक बहुत लाइक देयर इज अ वेरी वेरी फेमस कंपनी कॉल्ड RX बार, एंड दे यूज टू राइट 5-6 इंग्रेडिएंट्स एंड देन दे राइट एंड नो अदर BS. सो व्हेन दे राइट एंड नो अदर BS, पीपल वुड थिंक और कुछ नहीं है इसमें, खाली वो दे शुड ऐड डेट्स एंड आमंड्स एंड नो अदर BS.
हाँ.
दे एक्चुअली देयर आर मेनी अदर थिंग्स, खाली दे नो अदर BS मीन्स कि नथिंग एल्स व्हिच दे वर क्लेमिंग टू बी बुलशिट.
हाँ.
बट देयर आर मेनी अदर थिंग्स. सो माय पॉइंट इज दिस, जस्ट एडवांस्ड मार्केटिंग. आई थिंक इट्स नॉट दैट वहां पर द लेवल ऑफ लाइज इज जस्ट हायर,
वाज डिसेप्टिव.
हाँ.
वाओ वाओ. सो द बोनविटा ऐड टेक्स ऑफ, नॉट ऐड, बोनविटा वीडियो takes off.
Opposite of ad, I guess.
Anti-ad. And what happens then? Like suddenly, like there is, I heard the firm was kind of insisting on taking it down.
Yeah, so there were many things which happened. First of all, I think within a span.
It must be a big client for us also.
Yeah. So within a span of a week or 10 days of me coming back from the US, through my Bonvita video, I became the unofficial face of food safety in India. Like just apne aap. That is a separate thing I'll come to later. But what happened was with the Bonvita incident, I made that video. It got crazy traction. Like I had 1,000 followers and still I got 12 million views. And more than the 12 million views on Instagram, it went crazy viral on WhatsApp. So I made the video in English, but people translated in Hindi, Marathi, other languages, all over villages, towns, all over. And then Bonvita sent a legal notice, asked me to take down the video.
In India.
Then I took down the video because it was first ever. Like, you know, मुझे भी पता नहीं है क्या कर रहा हूँ ये वो. And then और भी वायरल हो गया क्योंकि फिर न्यूज़ कैप्चर करने लग गया कि यू नो दिस डेविड गुलायत एंड लाइक यू नो दिस मेजर कंपनी इज बुलिंग एसेंशियली एन इंडिविजुअल. तो द न्यूज़ मीडिया गॉट वेरी इन्वॉल्व. देन बॉनविटा सेड दैट माय वीडियो इज नॉट साइंटिफिक. सो इट्स अ वेरी लाइक यू नो
ऑल द वीडियो रिमाइंड व्हाट आर द वीडियो विल शो टू द व्यूअर्स बट व्हाट
इट इज अ सिंपल वीडियो जिसमें जस्ट खाली बोला कि जस्ट एज सामने में बोल रहे हैं ऑल दीज फाइव सिक्स क्लेम्स कि स्ट्रॉन्ग बोन स्ट्रॉन्ग हेल्थ स्ट्रॉन्ग मसल्स ये वो इम्यून सिस्टम एंड पीछे में इफ यू टर्न अराउंड इट हैज़ अबाउट 50% शुगर. इट्स अ वेरी सिंपल वीडियो एंड देन आई यूज सम लाइक यू नो लाइक द टैग लाइन इज तैयारी जीत की. सो आई जस्ट मेड अ लाइक फन दैट इंस्टेड ऑफ तैयारी जीत की दे शुड रीब्रांड देमसेल्व्स एंड कॉल देमसेल्व्स तैयारी डायबिटीज की एंड things like that and went insane viral and people were like all these years we've been having Bonvita and we've been feeding our kids Bonvita and we've been lied to and people did not realize how harmful it is and there was
and with food companies especially high repeat food companies with love one incident like this can be dangerous like we saw it with Maggie we saw it with a lot of others so this
I think
could be dangerous.
After the Maggie incident probably this was the most amount of media hype which any particular incident got and someone It became, I cannot tell you how big it was, that there were politics involved, there were a lot of things involved.
Really?
Yeah, and someone got so angry with Bonvita, they put up a hoarding on Marine Drive. Like, actually, I don't know the person who the person is.
Some other person?
Random person. They got so angry that Bonvita cheated on America, they put a hoarding on it. So, my point is, this is the level of this. And then Bonvita said that my video is not scientific. And now, put yourself in my shoes. कि आई हैव लेफ्ट माई जॉब आई एम इन इंडिया नाउ एंड Bonvita सेड तो आई विल प्रॉब्ली नॉट गेट एनी अदर जॉब माई रिलेटिव आ लगे क्या कर रहा है अपने जॉब छोड़ दिया यहाँ आ गया एंड गूगल करो मेरा नाम बदनाम हो गया एंड देन आउट ऑफ नो वेयर इट्स ऑलमोस्ट लाइक अ मिरेकल वन ऑफ इंडियाज लीडिंग डॉक्टर बॉडीज सेड अ पब्लिक स्टेटमेंट सेइंग दैट माई वीडियोज आर इंटायरली साइंटिफिक सो अ टीम ऑफ 8 डॉक्टर्स एंड न्यूट्रिशनिस्ट signed a document
and you had nothing to do with
it. Nothing. I didn't know them that time. Again, I'm just freshly out of the US. 13 years I've been in the US, so I've just come back from the US. So it is almost like a Swadesh sort of a thing. I've just moved back, like there's no connection to India I have at this point. So and then they put up a public statement, and then 2 weeks after that public statement, so I'll tell you, Bonvita sent me a legal notice April mid of last year. The government sent Bonvita a legal notice April end, within 2 weeks, wow. And asked Bonvita to take down their misleading ads. So it was crazy.
Wow. And this was, you were now in Bombay at this time?
Where? I was in Calcutta. So I just recently moved to Bombay.
Okay.
Mumbai. I was in Calcutta, where my hometown is.
Ah.
And yeah, I just moved back and I kept making videos more and more, like, you know, one video I made on Bonvita, and then 3-4 days later I made on Chyawanprash, then Tang, then Real Juice, and pretty much any food with markets that are healthy. And yeah, and just kept getting viral. The second video went viral, third video went viral. Which most people, kya hota hai na, viral hote hain, log fir bhool jate hain. It's like, why is this so beautiful, so good looking, just looking like a wow.
Wow, huh.
Log bhool jate hain. Yeah. Mere case mein, because it kept going viral.
But tell me what's happening here, like compare India and US. So one thing is very clear, ki calories have become very cheap. Sugar, maida, any of the calories which human beings love to eat have become cheap and they are very tasty. So food companies obviously find it a beautiful concept. You make something tasty,
yeah,
unhealthy, it will sell and people will repeat and buy. And you can package it as something healthy and, you know, kind of, at least put thoda bahut juice pe kuch. रियल फ्रूट डालो या फिर कुछ अच्छा इंग्रेडिएंट डालो ताकि उसको थोड़ा पैलेटेबल बनाए. बट इज इट एज सिंपल एज दैट?
या एसेंशियली इट्स लाइक शुगर एंड मैदा एंड पाम ऑयल, दीज आर द 3 चीपेस्ट रॉ मटेरियल यू कैन फाइंड एंड इट्स ऑल्सो टेस्टी. सो इट्स अ ब्यूटिफुल बैलेंस. एंड टू बी फेयर टू द कंपनीज, व्हाइल आई क्रिटिसाइज द कंपनीज, आई एम ऑल्सो एम्पथेटिक बिकॉज दीज गाइज आर केटरिंग टू 140 crore essentially or at least 100 crore people at the same time.
Correct.
So they are not catering to South Bombay or South Delhi or like the rich people only.
Correct.
So agar aapko scale mein jo aap Parle Ji kha rahe ho wahi same Parle Ji village mein bhi koi kha raha hai.
Correct.
तो आपको सस्ता बनाना ही पड़ेगा.
करेक्ट.
आपको 3-4-5-10 रुपए में बेचना ही पड़ेगा. 10 रुपए का लेज में कॉस्ट प्राइस 1-2 रुपए का मैक्स होता है.
हाँ.
तो आपको क्या दे देगा. सो आई अंडरस्टैंड ऑल्सो फ्रॉम द कंपनीज पर्सपेक्टिव कि इट इज नॉट ईजी टू सेल हाई क्वालिटी स्टफ व्हेन द प्राइस पॉइंट इज सो लो एंड द कस्टमर इज सो प्राइस सेंसिटिव.
करेक्ट.
सो आई अंडरस्टैंड ऑल्सो वेयर दे आर कमिंग फ्रॉम. आई एम नॉट ब्लेटेंटली जस्ट की क्रिटिसाइजिंग आउट ऑफ नो रीजन बट दैट इज द ऑनेस्ट पार्ट ऑफ इट.
वो सही है. लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल पार्ले जी लाइक फॉर 5 रुपीज इज एबल टू गिव यू अ स्वीट गुड टेस्टिंग बिस्किट इन अ कप ऑफ टी विच एनी वन हु इज वर्किंग अ टफ जॉब और अ स्कूल चाइल्ड हु मे बी बिलोंगिंग टू हाउस होल्ड दैट हैव अंडर 10-12,000 रुपीज अ मंथ ऑफ इनकम फॉर देम दैट बिकम्स समथिंग दे लुक फॉरवर्ड टू.
या 100%.
नाउ मोमेंट यू मेक it non-palm oil or non-sugar or non-maida or something more expensive, the taste goes away. And more importantly, it becomes unaffordable for like a large percentage of people. Oh, very good.
100%.
So, I'm sure large companies are figuring out that they have to eat the
country. So, I think what will happen in the next 5 years, there will be two things which I feel. One is the existing companies which are like the huge, like Britannia, Amul, whatever the big companies are, Parle, I think they will come up with two versions of their products, one very mass market and one more premium. Like the, I am very sure in the next 2-3 years, Bonvita, Horlicks, Boost and all these other companies will have one premium version of their product. So, which is made with much more premium ingredients. If you can afford it, buy this. If you cannot afford it, buy the regular Bonvita. If you can afford that, So I feel that will one major shift which will happen. And there will be versions of both things, which currently is not there as much. Second thing is that the startups, which I can keep going on, so I'll speak about that in a time. But like,
go on.
Yeah.
Let our thoughts flow.
Yeah. So startups mein kya hai? Last 10 years mein there have been many food startups which have come up. These food startups also to a very large extent are using various marketing gimmicks. While they are definitely better than the legacy players, they also are using various marketing gimmicks here and there, and they try to find their loophole as well. Like, बहुत सारे peanut butter brands हैं जो वो भी अपना मतलब sugar वगैरह add कर देंगे. But peanut butter is a category which is considered to be healthy, तो high protein लिख देंगे. Everyone knows peanut butter is very high in fat, more than protein. It has very high in calories. But they'll write protein everywhere because perception है कि peanut butter में बहुत protein है. मतलब दे विल प्ले देयर ओन गेम स्टिल बेटर देन द लेगेसी प्लेयर्स बट दे आर प्लेइंग देयर ओन गेम.
बट फॉर एग्जाम्पल समवन इज सेइंग अनस्वीटेंड जीरो शुगर प्योर पीनट बटर क्रंची उसमें भी विल
दैट इज प्रोबेबली फाइन. दे ऑल्सो कैन टेक्निकली एड वेजिटेबल फैट एंड थिंग्स लाइक दैट.
ओके.
बट मोस्ट लाइकली दे विल बी बेटर. बट देर आर गिमिक्स यू कैन डू इन द लाइक प्रोटीन बार स्पेस. देयर आर अ लॉट ऑफ गिमिक्स लाइक
फॉर एग्जाम्पल
प्रोटीन बार और एनर्जी बार दो अलग चीज होता है.
करेक्ट.
लेकिन ऑडियंस को एनर्जी बार और प्रोटीन बार का डिफरेंस नहीं पता. वो देखते हैं वो बार के फॉर शेप में वो देखते हैं प्रोटीन है वो खा लेते हैं.
करेक्ट.
वो इसेंशियली चॉकलेट है. एनर्जी बार क्या है वो चॉकलेट है. बट गिल्ट हट जाता है जब आप कोई चीज को एनर्जी बार बुलाओ. गिल्ट हट गया आपको जब मनाया खा लिए. तो वो जो कंपनीज बेच रहे हैं एनर्जी बार उनको पता है कि ये भी बस एक शुगर है. बट वो अपने आप को एक तो सब सब जो प्रोटीन बार बेचते हैं उनका एक प्रोटीन बार होता है एक एनर्जी बार होता है. प्रोटीन बार इज एक्सपेंसिव लाइक 150 रुपीज. एनर्जी बार इज 75 रुपीज. मोस्ट पीपल ऑफर 75 रुपीज वाला चीज विदाउट थिंकिंग कि इसमें कितना एक्चुअली प्रोटीन है. उसमें 2-4 ग्राम प्रोटीन होता है. सो माई पॉइंट इज लोग प्रोटीन बार खाते हैं बट एक्चुअली एनर्जी बार खा रहे हैं. एनर्जी क्या है? शुगर है. तो वही है मतलब कि they are very easy, it's very easy to fool the Indian audience because the Indian audience is not very nutritionally literate. So I keep saying this one thing, India is educated, we are not health literate. So I think that is what is being exploited. But one thing which I'll tell you, in the next 4-5 years, in fact now itself, from the next 3 years itself, you will have many, many, many clean label startups. But if you are starting a company today, आप मार्केटिंग गेमिक बहुत सोच समझ के करोगे. आप नहीं करोगे.
करेक्ट.
क्योंकि लोग मेरे को बोलते रहते हैं आज तो सब कुछ बोल रहे खराब है तो खाएंगे क्या। लेकिन अब मैं इतना ज़्यादा कर रहा हूँ ना, तो अब ऑल्टरनेटिव आ जाएंगे अपने आप।
करेक्ट,
नेक्स्ट 3 साल में आप बहुत स्टार्टअप्स को देखेंगे जो हेल्दी चीज़ बेच रहे हैं। सो आई थिंक कि अभी बहुत बढ़ने वाले हैं ऑल्टरनेटिव्स, एंड अब वो मार्केटिंग गिमिक नहीं कर पाएंगे। वो सोचेंगे यार हम चलो यार थोड़ा 5 रुपये एक्स्ट्रा चार्ज करते हैं लेकिन बेटर प्रोडक्ट दे देते हैं, कि गलती से कोई फूड फार्मर या कोई और वीडियो नहीं बनाते हमारे ऊपर। अब कंज्यूमर अवेयर हो गया है, एंड एग्जिस्टिंग अमूल, ब्रिटानिया, पार्ले एंड ऑल दिस बिग प्लेयर्स ऑल्सो ना, जब नया प्रोडक्ट लॉन्च कर रहे हैं वो सोचेंगे 100 बार सोचेंगे कि अब हम 1% के आमंड डाल के अपने आप को आमंड बिस्किट नहीं बुलाएंगे। जैसे गुड डे बिस्किट होता है ना कि 1% कैशू डाल दो बोल दो कैशू बिस्किट है। अब नया प्रोडक्ट लॉन्च करेगा ब्रिटानिया, वो नहीं करेंगे। अब वो सोचेंगे 5-10 बार सोचेंगे।
Have you spoken to these guys outside of the courts?
Not really.
Like employees there,
employees
alumni है? There, हाँ, who meet you in a party, etc.
हाँ, हाँ, वो सब होता है, like, you know, airport.
क्या बोलते हैं लोग, बोलते क्या? Like, people have been in these food industry.
Honestly, no one is a bad person. Like, you know, no one who's working at a, like, you know, I've had my biggest fight essentially, like, publicly with Mondelez.
Correct.
Which is Cadbury essentially. They're not bad people. They're regular people जो एक job कर रहे हैं वहाँ. And they have also told me that they support what I'm doing. They understand it. Like, you know, कोई airport पे मेरे को मिलता है from Unilever, from like any of these companies. They understand, yeah, what you're saying is true. We are doing our job, you are doing your job. And so they understand ki they have to hit the sales target, and it's a very, very, like, you know, it's a very large company. You just can't flip the coin. You can't just turn around things immediately. So I think I understand their thing. They're trying to maximize profit. They have shareholders and they have to be accountable to all of them. My only thing is try to market yourself accurately. Itta like jada extreme, like, you know, thoda ek limit mein jhoot bolo.
For me, the one video of yours that really hit home was the fresh tomato one.
Huh.
Like, I could not believe that Kisan has a fresh tomato product where the fresh tomato is not a claim but the brand name. And that was the loophole. I could not believe that passed legal muster in India.
And there are so many things like this. So many. Like, if I take 2-3 examples right now.
Without, like, what hit you the hardest? Because you clearly know this very well.
I think the hit me the hardest was ORS. So there are many.
The hydration.
Hydration drink. There are many companies which are called ORS. Naam trademark kara liya ORS. And they're not an ORS. So they call themselves ORS. Agar aap pharmacy company, like koi bhi pharmacy ka dukaan jaoge, wahan ORS bologe, bhaiya meko ORS do, wo aapko ORS dengi, wo fake ORS hai. Pharmacy, medicine shops are giving you fake ORS. So that hits me clear. And bahut sare famous company, ORSL. If I'm not wrong, a very, very big giant is owning ORSL. Like a,
देखिए, how do you spell it?
ORSL. I may be wrong, but I think Johnson & Johnson owns it. I may be wrong though. And it's ORSL is the brand name.
Wow.
So there's another company, Wit ORS. ORS is the brand name. They've trademarked the word ORS. So this one hits me, and it's a medical product. So imagine you are very dehydrated. You are like, you know, heat stroke or something. You have ORS period or nakli ORS. You can literally die.
J&J. ORSL is J&J.
J&J, imagine.
J&J does. Today's day and age, J&J does not have the moral high ground on a lot of things.
Haan, but even then, like, you know, it's a giant company which is doing this. And there are so many things like this. I don't know if I should say it. Taza milk.
Amul ka.
Taza is the brand name. Fresh paneer. Fresh is the brand name. There's countless examples. Countless examples. They've trademarked words which healthy and tasty is. And oil trademarked the word healthy and tasty. So, it's mind-boggling.
But the Indian government is by design. You look at SEBI, you look at FSSAI, you look at any of these regulators, they're very conservative and good regulators. They should not be allowing this in the first place, right?
So, it's, yes, 100%.
It should not require someone like you to come from the US to India to invest all this, put personal life at stake for 100%. The government to step in.
Huh. I'll give them credit, the government ki last 6 months mein बहुत कुछ किए हैं. आई डोंट नो लास्ट 50-60 साल में क्या हुआ है, बट लास्ट 6 महीना में बहुत कुछ हुआ है. लाइक अभी रिसेंटली एक सेल्फ डिक्लेरेशन फॉर्म हुआ है कि एनी वन इन द फूड एंड हेल्थ स्पेस, अर्लियर इट वॉज फॉर एवरी वन बट दैट बिकेम टू कॉम्प्लेक्स, सो नाउ दे आर रिस्ट्रिक्टेड टू फूड एंड हेल्थ. any advertisement which goes out, they have to put a self-declaration form that there's nothing misleading in this ad. And they're like putting themselves more at, like, you know, public accountability.
This is from the company.
Huh. Every company has to put that up. Any ad you put up. Then they've put up, like, you know, Bonvita was removed from health drink. So Bonvita, all that products in that category, now they can't call themselves health drink anymore. Again, the government did that. They put a thing against...
So what is a health drink today, for example? Like, what classifies as a health drink which is available?
Nothing can call themselves health drink. So the word health drink also cannot be used by anyone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which a lot of companies were blatantly using. Then they went against 100% fruit juice. So many of these Tropicana and Real and all, they were calling themselves 100% fruit juice. Jabki usme mainly concentrate tha juice ka. And jyadatar water tha.
Aapne kabhi dekha hai ka how juice is made? Kabhi piyoge nahi yaar usko.
Maine bhi nahi peeta. But
because it's a concentrated choto si cheez. Like it looks powdery and solid. It gets rebottled in some place, in some third location. Pani dal ke. It kind of becomes big and oh my goodness. Like if you know where it comes from, you'll know. And I understand that people are doing this because frankly, how will you distribute actual fresh juice to 140 crore people across our entire breadth and length of our country is complicated. So you can't do it. So you either do it like this or you deprive people of having juice. But you're right. I think if you can make the objective market truthfully.
I have always said this, I'm not against junk food. I'm not against business. And all I'm saying is don't market junk food as healthy. And don't be mindless capitalists, be conscious capitalists. Which is my entire point ki thoda to yaar moral ground rakho. Main ye nahi bol raha hu ki kamao mat. Kamao yaar, please kamao. Kamane se hi hum log ka desh chalega.
Correct.
Lekin thoda mindfully karo. So bas wahi point hai.
To kya kar, sarkar ne ek to matlab health drink ke kiya.
Haan. Self-declaration form laya. 100% fruit juice ko hataya word. To ab 100% fruit juice nahi bula sakte. और भी बहुत कुछ बाहर आए हैं तो वो लाइक अब मुझे एक इमीडिएटली मैं थोड़ा ब्लैंक आउट कर रहा हूँ बट कुछ कंपनीज भी अच्छा स्टेप लिया है अभी हिंदुस्तान यूनिलीवर ने अपने सोप से 25% पाम ऑयल कम किया लेज ने अनाउंस किया कि वो पाम ऑयल रिप्लेस करेंगे सो ये कंपनीज कर रहे हैं अपने आप से कि देख के ये वो
कॉन्शियस कैपिटलिज्म
हाँ कॉन्शियस कैपिटलिज्म एंड आई थिंक गवर्नमेंट ने और भी कुछ कुछ किया है लाइक चाइल्ड राइट्स बॉडी ने भी काफ़ी कुछ वॉर्न किया कि ये सब मत करो और मतलब पब्लिक स्टेटमेंट्स आ चाइल्ड राइट्स बॉडी इज डूइंग वेरी गुड जॉब इन द लास्ट फ्यू मंथ्स सो आई थिंक कुछ कुछ काम अच्छा हो रहा है एंड होपफुली वो और एग्रीवेट हो
वॉट इज द रोल दैट यू प्ले इन दिस होल थिंग बिकॉज यू आर नीदर अ कंपनी नाइदर आर यू यू नो अ पार्ट ऑफ द गवर्नमेंट यू आर बेसिकली रिप्रेजेंटिंग कंज्यूमर्स बाय टेलिंग कंज्यूमर्स to be wary of and label padega and I love that campaign by the way it's phenomenal right?
Thank you
you are just putting your voice and your influence to good use but once you're off Instagram and in the real world and you're you know kind of interacting with members of the ecosystem
first of all can I just interrupt you I feel in today's day and age Instagram is also real world
ha
I think sometimes we use this on Instagram and real world. वो भी real world है अभी इतना हम लोग इतनी we spend enough time on that that's also real world anyway.
तो बना ही रहे ना content.
Anyway.
बार बार job. No, but you're right. I think once off screen.
Yeah.
What's the role that you play once you're off screen, with different members of the ecosystem, whether it's companies or consumers or regulators.
I don't have any role as such specifically defined. I keep getting reach out, like, you know, like a lot of startups reach out to me, ki either market us or help us, advise us, ki we are like genuinely wanting to do the right thing. Ki, but hum logo nutrition knowledge hai nahi, nahi humare utna business knowledge hai, toh aap meko sahi trend bata dega ki kaun sa industry mein ghusna chahiye, kaun sa product chalu karna chahiye. So a lot of startups contact me, ki aap please yaar, mera sahi product hai, aap market kar do mere liye. So that is the startups, marketed many products for free. इतने सारे products को मैं किया हूँ कि ये product खराब है but ये थोड़ा better है. Like peanut butter for example मैं video बनाया तो ये खराब peanut butter है ये better peanut butter है और better peanut butter में पैसा नहीं लिया हूँ. So मेरा many startups which I have helped out like that. So in the startup space it's like that. The regulator का space में I don't have any official capacity. Sometimes I've spoken to the child rights body here and there unofficially. But there is no official capacity. I just recently emailed the food body as well. I'm hoping to get into some advisory capacity if I can get into. a lot of comments which I get, or like the number one comment in my videos in the last 5-6 months is food farmer for health minister. Please make him health minister. Please make him a part of the food board. I'm not trying to say, I'm not saying I should become health minister. My point is, I would love to be part of some way or form if I can advise the government or if I can be part of that process. Some people are saying, can you nominate food farmer for Rajya Sabha? And obviously, I'm not trying to boast or... my point is, I would love to be involved in some way or the other where I'm helping out in some way or the other, because I feel like we need people from different backgrounds. But yeah, I don't have any official capacity to do anything. I think online, on screen, I'm just representing the consumer voice.
How often do you do this? How often do you like make content? Like for me, this is like a once in a month activity.
Yeah.
It's exhausting, frankly.
Yeah.
But given that you're now doing this full time,
yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what your frequency, what is day in the life of a food farmer in terms of creation, distribution, team? You know, people today are like talking about creators becoming big businessmen and great capitalists and so on. But tell me about in your field.
Yeah. First of all, in addition to creators and all, one thing I'll say, there are many people on the internet who have more followers and who are watched more than even many news channels. Like one individual is being watched by an entire news channel. So that is one thing which people should understand how big social media is.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming to me, the mistake or whatever I've made is that I'm a one-man team. So I literally work by myself. I do my own research. I do everything. Like, I have one part-time video editor and that's it. And I also is living in like somewhere like 100, 200 kilometers away from Lucknow. So, you know, it's not even like I put a video ring light and record it and send it to Google Drive, upload it, write subtitle and वो बोलता है और फिर वो डालता है और वो करता है तो इट्स अ वेरी वेरी लेबर इंटेंसिव वैसे मतलब जॉब की मैं सब कुछ वो कर रहा हूँ उसको बोल रहा होता है 30 सेकंड्स में ये फोटो डालो 55 सेकंड्स में ये वीडियो डालो ये चोक डालो ये फोटो डालो तो इट्स अ वेरी वेरी पर्सनल थिंग आई मेक अबाउट 1 to 2 वीडियोज अ वीक एंड ओनली शॉर्ट सो लाइक 1 मिनट वीडियो लाइक रील सो वेरी शॉर्ट एंड पीपल टेल मी कि यू शुड मेक 7 वीडियोज अ वीक लाइक और 5 videos a week, but I'm like, मुझे जो अच्छा लगता है मैं वो करूँगा, मैं ना quality high रखूँगा और मैं जब मेरे को कोई actually issue लग रहा है तब मैं बात करूँगा, मैं अगर हर दिन कैसे बात कर सकता हूँ?
Correct.
Only if I feel that something important will.
It's dilutive if you do it a lot.
हाँ, so I don't even honestly look at myself as a content creator or influencer. I get bucketed in that space a lot, कि influencer, content creator. I just like social media, the medium I'm using. I will use any medium I want. I will use TV if I want, like you know. And earlier I was an author, which a lot of people don't know.
What?
I read in a book.
What did you write?
A book called Selfienomics.
Okay, what is that?
So it is a book which combined philosophy with comedy.
Okay.
Which is to some extent what I do in my videos as well. I sometimes add humor, not much, but sometimes I add humor. So it was a book which combined philosophy with humor. It had 11 chapters. The first chapter was life. The last chapter was death.
Wow.
And in between the 9 chapters were everything in between. So there was one chapter on religion, one chapter on health.
Okay.
And the health chapter, I wrote 10 years ago. The health chapter was entirely on nutrition label. So even 10 years ago, I had the same message as today, ki label padho, label padho, label padho. Bas yehi farak ye tha ki book koi padhta nahi hai, toh koi 10 saal pehle mereko bhav nahi diya. In social media kaafi log use karte hain, toh ab mereko wo prominence hai, importance mil gaya hai. But us samay nahi mila, toh bas wahi difference hai. Toh my message has remained the same, my medium has changed from book to social media. But the tagline and the word influencer sometimes cheapens you.
Talk about this. People don't like to be identified as, like for me also, for example, well, like you're a creator. I'm like, no, yaar, this is what I do on the side. My actual purpose in life is to build a company, do other things, etc., etc. But for a lot of young people, becoming a creator is now clearly a career goal and aspiration. They love doing it. But why do you say cheap and well? Like, why do you feel that?
You know, the thing is, I don't have any problem, okay? Like, there's something wrong or something. The thing is, as long as you use social media, you're bucketed in the influence. Like, the word influencer and creator is so broad. Ki agar koi pranks ka video bana raha hai, ya koi dance video bana raha hai, ya koi ek wo cheez kar raha hai, ya agar koi country ko help kar raha hai, kuch kar raha hai, wo sab spectrum mein sabhi influencer hai. And आप एक खाली एक मीडियम यूज कर रहे हो सोशल मीडिया का लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल मैं एग्जैक्ट सेम चीज करता ना और अगर मैं सपोज हाइपोथेटिकली कैडबरी के ऑफिस के बाहर करता ये वीडियो बना, ये वीडियो नहीं बट सपोज मैं प्रोटेस्ट करता, तो लोग मुझे बोलते क्या एक्टिविस्ट है.
हाँ.
वो क्या है, वो आप टेक्निकली रोड में कर रहे हो, ये मैं स्क्रीन में कर रहा हूँ.
करेक्ट, उससे कर तो सेम
सेम चीज है, खाली ये स्क्रीन इसमें व्यूअर्स वैसे हैं.
हाँ.
तो वो सब एक टर्म्स होते हैं, लाइक जर्नलिस्ट वर्ड सीरियसली लेते हैं.
करेक्ट.
इन्फ्लुएंसर थोड़ा सा जी, वो खाली एक वो है, तो
परसेप्शन है वो.
हाँ, बट लाइक वो परसेप्शन मैटर करता है. टू बी वेरी ऑनेस्ट, पब्लिक को वो टैगलाइन इन्फ्लुएंसर का हर एक वे में, एक इन्फ्लुएंसर का एक लेवल एक स्टेप डाउन होता है. लाइक एक्टर्स आर लुक्ड अपॉन स्लाइटली मोर, वन लेवल हायर, यू आर कंसिडर्ड टू बी कूलर, एवरीथिंग, इवन इफ द इन्फ्लुएंसर हैज मोर रीच. सेम विद टीवी एक्टर्स एंड फिल्म एक्टर्स, इवन द टीवी एक्टर्स लाइक सो मेनी पीपल इन द ओटीटी स्पेस, दे हैव वे वाइडर रीच, बट द ब्रांड इज नॉट एज बिग एज अ टीम अ मूवी एक्टर. इवन इफ अ मूवी एक्टर का भी मूवी नेटफ्लिक्स में रिलीज हो रहा है और उसका भी नेटफ्लिक्स में आ रहा है, बट एक टैग आ जाता है ना,
मूवी वर्सेज टीवी,
मूवी वर्सेज. लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल आई एम टेकिंग नेम्स, देवेंद्र जो मिर्जापुर का है.
हाँ.
ही वॉज, he did a massively hit show.
Boss, he's an insanely good actor also.
Exactly. Man. But a Bollywood actor, jiska movie Netflix mein release ho raha hai, screen mein bhi nahi aa raha hai. But because wo movie hai, their brand value is way higher than Devendu. Like, you know, if you look at a B-level Bollywood actor even, their brand value is way higher. So that is just a public perception. And that is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about your business. Like, you clearly are doing something for the public.
I think
public health, public safety, and you're right. I think if people are telling you to get into policy, I don't think they're wrong. I don't know whether Rajya Sabha is the right way to get into policy, but mujhe to lagta hai ki boss, FSSAI, regulator, even broadly companies who are doing it, like Mondelez, for example, like should tell you, hey, you know what, honestly, why are you on the other side of the table? Come on this side. We would love for you to kind of help us create this stuff. This is the kind of stuff you should be doing because that will aid your...
I am honestly, I am not anti-company or anything like that. All I am is pro-health. So, agar main Mondelez ke sath kaam karo ya main Dabur ke sath kaam karo, chahe aap meko legal notice bhejo or nahi bhejo, I don't mind helping you out.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I will always have the public's interest in like the first objective, but as long as I'm doing that, I don't mind helping you out. Of course, the path is slightly, it's very difficult for them. They are also, I think, afraid ki what if they reach out to me and I make a video. They don't know I'm a reasonable guy.
Yeah.
So, but let's see what happens. I'm not sure what I'll do next.
What's the monetization strategy? What? Because a lot of people want to be creators, influencers, but you're doing it in a very different way.
Yeah.
But what's your reach now across all channels? YouTube, Instagram, etc.
So, I have, across all channels, I have 4 million followers. But in terms of reach... it's about 2.5 crore people per month.
25 million people
yeah.
per month.
And it's crazy.
I've seen your stuff.
Huh. And I do not know about TV channels where I sometimes come in, and that's a separate thing. WhatsApp mein kya share ho raha hai, wo sab idea nahi hai. Matlab wo khali main YouTube ka figure aur Instagram ka figure aur LinkedIn ka figure bata raha hu. Aur Twitter ka.
Which is the biggest one for you?
For me, it's Instagram. I am slightly weak on YouTube, and India, YouTube is big. I'm trying to now focus on YouTube, but yeah, long form ke liye bahut time and effort chahiye, ek team chahiye. Abhi main akela hi kar raha hu, to mereko team build karna hoga. But long form video akela bahut difficult hai manage karna.
Understood.
But man, the next goal is to try to understand YouTube. So yeah, I mean, besides the videos, I think a lot of time goes in just setting up stuff ki koi main meet kar raha hu kisi ko, koi mereko bol raha hai, journalist koi bol raha hai TV mein ye interview karo. कोई मेरे को बोल रहा है कि ये इवेंट में बात करो. रिसेंटली मैं कुछ इवेंट स्कूल्स में बात करता हूँ, मैं या एनजीओस में बात करता हूँ. मैं रिसेंटली एक हेल्थ स्कूल चालू किया. आई डोंट नो इफ यू नो, बट लाइक यू नो माय एंटायर थिंग इज, हम स्कूल में हिस्ट्री पढ़ते हैं, ज्योग्राफी पढ़ते हैं, इंटीग्रेशन पढ़ते हैं, डिफ्रेंशिएशन पढ़ते हैं, हेल्थ नहीं पढ़ते.
करेक्ट.
न्यूट्रिशन नहीं पढ़ते. माय एंटायर थीसिस वाज, क्योंकि हम स्कूल में हेल्थ नहीं पढ़ते, क्यों ना मैं हेल्थ स्कूल चालू करता हूँ.
करेक्ट.
So I am teaching a class. I just have done it once. Label Seekhega India.
I saw that was a campaign also, right?
Yeah, so Label Padega India.
Label padega India. Haan, okay.
This is the part two of it. Label Seekhega India.
Okay.
When I'm teaching people a nutrition masterclass, like, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. So I'm teaching people how to read labels, and at the same time, we're also giving money to feed the feed underprivileged children.
Okay.
And I'm doing a social experiment. So I am letting the users decide the price. So there are 3-4 different price: 1,000 rupees, 500 rupees, 350 rupees, or free, just scholarship. And aap decide karo aapko kitna dena hai. And I have also given ki if you do 1,000 rupees, I will donate 15 meals to the poor.
Okay.
If you do 500 rupees, I'll donate X amount of meals. So you are learning about food and simultaneously you are feeding food.
Correct.
So it's like the win-win-win across. That's why I call it conscious capitalism, ki social benefit plus I'm making money.
What is the highest chosen price point?
So the highest chosen, the 50% of people chose 350.
Okay.
30% of people chose 1,000.
1,000, yeah, I can imagine.
And 20% of people chose 500. So 30% also, sorry, even 1,000 rupees got a decent,
yeah,
self log choose karne mein, it's a very decent amount. So I was very, very happy to see those numbers. So that was very, very inspiring. And so one monetization scope is health school.
Yeah, education, yeah.
Education. And I will not only do it myself, I'll try to rope in diabetes doctors, sleep doctors, and I'll try to make them build courses, and I will try to, you know, put them a part of the health school. So that is one monetization scope. I get approached every single day to start a packaged food of my own.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah, every single day. Every single day.
Who's approaching you? Investors?
Investors, already startups, food startups. Like any food startup, probably many of them have been here on this chair as well. Like, you know, in this podcast as well. Like, koi bhi jo ye space mein hai, they reach out ki, why not start a brand food farmer together? And every major VC you've heard of has reached out to me. And things like that, and a lot of individuals and all as well. I am not sure. I may do it, I may not do it. I am very unsure. Ki food business is very difficult. And मैं अगर प्योरली 100% जेन्युइन इंटरेस्ट के साथ करूँ ना कि मेरे को सब कुछ क्लीन रखना है, बट अगर मेरे फूड में कुछ गलत आ गया ना, वो मेरे को फियर है कि वो एक बाय चांस में अगर 1,00,000 प्रोडक्ट बेच रहे हैं और एक में मस्कीटो निकल गया, कुछ इंसेक्ट निकल गया, लोग उसको बड़ा न्यूज़ बना के मेरा
तो स्क्रूटनी विल बी 1,000 नेक्स्ट फॉर योर बिजनेस.
हाँ, सो आई एम वरीड अबाउट दीज थिंग्स की पीपल में लाइक थोड़ा इंटेंशंस को क्वेश्चन करेंगे, ये करेंगे, वो करेंगे. आई एम वरीड अबाउट दोस थिंग्स. आई एम ऑल्सो वरीड कि विल द कंपनीज सॉर्ट ऑफ ट्राई टू गेट बैक एट मी इन सम वे ऑफ फॉर्म कि मेरा कोई प्रोडक्ट में कुछ मिला दो, लाइक यू नो थ्रू इसका ब्रांड वो करने. तो आई एम थोड़ा वरीड कि शुड आई डू इट अर नॉट. आई विल इनफैक्ट प्रॉबेबली रन अ पोल ऑन माई इंस्टाग्राम कि शुड आई स्टार्ट अवर बिजनेस. आई एक्चुअली मेक क्रेजी डिसीजन लाइक दिस कि मैं पब्लिक को पूछ लेता हूँ कि तुमको क्या लगना चाहिए, मैं वो क्या करना चाहिए. अगर इफ देयर इज अ वेरी डिसेंट स्प्लिट की इफ 75-80% मोर पीपल आर सेइंग वन थिंग, आई विल डू इट. लाइक
ओह रियली?
लाइक आई हैव डन दैट इन द पास्ट एज वेल कि आई आस्क द पब्लिक, यू नो, शुड आई डू एड्स ऑर नॉट, शुड आई डू दिस ऑर नॉट, एंड लाइक पीपल आर आल्सो रीजनेबल आई फील. एंड या
आई थिंक डेमोक्रेसी शोज दैट पीपल आर ब्रॉडली रीजनेबल. वी ट्रस्ट द बिगेस्ट डिसीजंस टू कंसेंसस. सो आई कैन इमेजिन व्हाई यू आर डूइंग दैट. But for now, I think monetization is a small part because I'm going to struggle with this, right? Because when you have so much public interest at heart, na, making money just seems like something that will not align with the incentives of what you're doing at a large level.
There are two things.
Especially like if you're selling a video for brands. Ki, haan, chalo, I will... Because at some point, the public is not... Public is smart. They'll realize, ki, okay, what... We don't know. Maybe food farmer is incentivized to say something good about this brand or something bad about
that. So only I know. जितना मैं पैसा को मना किया हूँ ना, मैं exaggerate या boast नहीं कर रहा हूँ.
I'm sure I can imagine.
जितना मैं पैसा को मना किया हूँ, probably बहुत लोग अपना lifetime में उतना कमाते नहीं हैं. जितना मैं मना किया हूँ last एक साल में.
Are you serious?
इतने सारे brand deals की offering crores of rupees literally. I'm not exaggerating when I use about crores for a 1-year contract, not for one video. But so many brands have reached out, biggest of brands keep promote my product, do this, do that. And I have said no to everything. It's not that I'm...
You're protecting that influence for, I'm assuming, like a bigger thing in the future? You're building it...
I am also very scared. I'm very scared. Not that I'm protecting it. To some extent, yes. But I'm very scared ki what if I make a mistake? But the public is very kind to me. Like, you know, I've not done any food deals or anything, but I put up a public post that should I do brand deals? Should I promote clean food brand? That's what
that,
I asked.
That I believe in.
That I believe in. 80% of people said yes. Abhi tak main kiya nahi ho, woh alag baat hai. But 80% of my audience said yes. Ki clean food brand hai, people want alternatives.
Yeah. Like people, yeah, you cannot keep saying ye gala de gala. Kya sahi woh bhi bolna padega.
Exactly. So people, I think, also reasonable ki yaar agar tumko bhi kamana hai and you would rather make money cleanly than take money under the table and, like, you know, do shady stuff.
Yeah.
So I think people are reasonable ki yaar clean cheez bol rahe ho to theek hai yaar, koi issue nahi hai. So I am currently, my next 6 months goal is to try to find companies which align with my values and ideally not in the food space, because food space is slightly tricky. Ki mera thoda brand ka, although the food companies are willing to pay me the most, but if I can find companies which are outside of food, like suppose a gym koi company, which is fitness, health, so koi conflict nahi hai. Or like some company which is completely non-controversial. Like, those are companies which I'm ideally trying to partner with. Food space mein, I'm still conflicted, karna chahiye ki nahi karna chahiye.
Good point. I think, but you know what? You should use your style. I'm getting into advice mode, which I should not, but just the idea that comes to my mind is, people love you for being honest. So let's say you make a deal with, today we're releasing an episode on food, building a food company in India. Shashank is there from The Whole Truth. So Shashank is like, hey, you know, I'm recommending this Whole Truth bar because I believe that it is clean for whatever reasons. And this is a paid deal. I also need to make money. And I believe in this. That's why I'm doing it. Here are 10 brands I've said no to. And the way I will get monetized is, for every view that you guys give me, Shashank and the brand is going to pay me X. Right? And you'll be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if the public is like, oh, this is really cool.
No, I think you're right. You're right. And I have so far done one deal. So I on my YouTube, it's out. I did it with Urban Company.
Oh, really? These guys? Yeah.
And so... I told the Urban Company only one thing. Ki agar main video karunga, main...
Kya tha aapka video unka?
Water purifier ke upar tha. To main unko khali bola tha, ek ki main wahi product promote karunga, jo main khud use kar sakta hun, ya main family ko use karunga. I'm comfortable using it. And main khud trial karunga. To sabse pehle main wo water purifier unko mera ghar mein bheje, main 3 mahina use kiya. Fir... मैं ये भी बोला कि मैं तभी प्रमोट करूंगा अगर आप मेरे को फुल छूट दो कि मैं जो मन में आऊंगा मैं बोलूंगा, खाली पॉजिटिव चीज बोलूंगा तब नहीं करूंगा. सो ऑन माय यूट्यूब देयर इज अ वीडियो, आई हैव सेड व्हाटएवर आई सेड अबाउट अर्बन कंपनीज वाटर प्यूरिफायर, बट आई ऑल्सो सेड द नेगेटिव एस्पेक्ट एज वेल, एंड इट्स अ पेड डील, बट स्टिल आई ऑल्सो सेड द नेगेटिव थिंग्स. सो दैट वॉज द
दैट इज अमेजिंग.
सो दैट इज आई थिंक. And the comment section, if you see, people loved it. People are like, this is the best ever ad I have seen. Because this is the first time I felt like, you know, I'm not getting sold something. I've been like, you know, someone who's like, you know, my side is talking, not the company side. So they are like viewing me ki main customer ke perspective se bol raha hun, rather than a company wala aake aapko bech raha product. So in fact, there were some comments as well ki 90s, 2000 mein ek type ke ad hote the. फिर लास्ट 5 साल में क्रेड चालू किया एक अपना एक अलग स्टाइल का ही, एंड देन दे वर लाइक कैन दिस बिकम अ न्यू स्टाइल ऑफ एड्स वेयर इट्स 100% ट्रांसपेरेंट एड्स, सो कैन दिस बिकम द न्यू लाइक आफ्टर क्रेड कैन दिस बिकम द न्यू स्टाइल ऑफ एडवर्टाइजमेंट. सो आई एम वेरी बुलिश दैट मोर एंड मोर कंपनीज लाइक यू नो एज लॉन्ग एज यू आर फाइन विथ मी सेइंग बोथ साइड्स ऑफ स्टोरी
व्हाटएवर यू फील ऑनेस्ट.
हाँ, जो मैं ऑनेस्टली बोलना हूँ मैं बोलूंगा. एज लॉन्ग एज यू आर फाइन विद दैट, आई एम गोइंग टू be willing to do it.
Wow. And you think there are takers for this? Like, I'm sure there will be.
So, I think the bigger companies will be scared.
Yeah, because brand managers don't want to go off script. Forget about saying something negative about their brand. It will take a lot for them to do something like this.
But I am hoping that more startup type companies, like urban companies, I think in the middle, they're not old school, but they're still relatively big.
Very new, yeah. New but big, yeah.
New but big. So I feel that level companies now.
They'll take risk, yeah.
Even like, for example, Bombay Shaving Company, for example. I think y'all are also new but relatively big.
Yeah.
So I feel these type of, this category of companies which are new, startup-ish, but they're still big.
Yeah.
I think these companies may take the risky, chalo, let's do something creative.
How did it feel to be a one-person organization? Because you're clearly having impact, which is organizational, right?
So it's crazy. And again, people don't realize this. So many people ask me, are you doing this part-time?
It's
literally, 2.5 crore ka reach per month. Annual karo. It is like,
yeah,
like more than 10-20 crore people, yeah, in a year.
Yeah.
My point is, news channel wale log, jiska 100 employee hote hain, utta reach us pure 100 employee log ka mila ke wo nahi hota.
24/7 news karte
hain. Aur un log ko log nahi bolte hain, aap part time kar rahe ho ya nahi. Main ek individual akela itna reach hai aur mere ko bolte hain, aap part time kar rahe ho ya nahi kar rahe. So it is good, it is empowering, but it's also challenging because there's so much which happens behind the scenes. Kabhi koi international कोई मेरे को nutrition body reach out करता है, कभी कोई UN का कोई reach out किया कि हम लोग food में कुछ कर रहे हैं India के साथ. Today I went to US embassy. US embassy is trying to do something.
Really?
मतलब there, I cannot tell you how big certain things can become, and everything. I am replying to emails. I am coordinating my schedule. For example, for this podcast, I am coordinating everything. Yeah. It's not anyone doing it on my behalf.
Correct.
So, it's a lot which happens behind the scenes, which is very difficult to manage. Criticism, you see the comments yourself, you reply yourself, you do everything yourself. Label padega India, you know.
Yeah. How did you do that, yeah? There was music, there was production, there was...
Mera jo video mein, sorry, like, fata hai. Like, wo, it released 1.5 months ago.
Okay.
I made that 1 year ago. And that time, I was 1.5 months into this. Like, you know, April I started, April 2023, I made the Bonvita video. May I decided that I'm going to do Label Padega India within 1 month. And that time I had only 1 lakh followers. You will be knowing this, and to the public as well, I want to say, public ko lagta hai na, 1 lakh followers bahut hota hai.
No.
Lekin 1 lakh followers mein aapko koi izzat nahi deta in the influencer world. So I had decided Label Padega India then.
Oh.
And then, if you see in my video, there are many celebrities. So there is Dinesh Karthik, Archana Puran Singh, yeah, Ankur Variku, Ankit Bayapuria, many people in my Label Padega India video. Last year, when I had only 1 lakh followers, 2 lakh followers, to get these people, mere ko ek khali pata hai kitna mushkil tha. Main har ek jan ko, main, I have emailed more than 100 people with a personal video, ki, hey Ankur Variku, can you please do this for me? Hey, Archana Puran Singh ma'am, personal video. Hey, Ashish Chanchlani. Hey, this person. Hey, that person. Aap please kar liye mere liye video bana sakte ho ki aapko bas ek cheez karna hai, Label Padega India bolna hai. Aise main 100 log ko email kiya aur DM kiya aur Insta mein kar karke, fir mere ko 30 people aaye. And
who the first one who said yes?
Archana Puran Singh.
Wow.
And she is also one of the biggest people in this entire list.
Correct.
And when she said yes, then I used her name ki, you know, Archana Puran Singh has said yes. So then second person was Ankur Variku. Ankur Variku is also a very nice guy.
Yeah, you've been on the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. He was ki main unko ek bar bola ha kar di aur mereko ek personal email, like personal video message bheje ki, you know, of course I'll do it for you. Then the third person did it, the fourth person did it. And then I got a lot of people, it cycle ban jata hai na. I still did not get many people. I've emailed some many very big people like many times. And log bolte the karenge fir nahi kiye. But I was still very, very happy. So, मुझे पता है कि मैं कितना follow-up किया हूँ हर एक जन से. और फिर मैं 15-20 rappers से बात किया. मैं खुद lyrics लिखा. फिर वो rapper lyrics change किया. बहुत कुछ हम लोग ने किया ऐसे कर करके. Shoot भी खुद किया. ये पूरे चीज़ में we spent barely 30,000 to 50,000 rupees, which is
really
very difficult to कि वो म्यूजिक का राइट्स करना, ये करना, वो करना, अपलोड, मतलब हजार चीजें सब खुद फिगर आउट किया. पहले हम लोग का था Label Padega India, वी शॉट दैट वीडियो, वी शॉट एवरीथिंग. 2-3 months लेटर सडनली द गवर्नमेंट सेड, सडनली द न्यूज में आने लग गया कि इंडिया के बदले चेंज होकर भारत हो जाएगा नाम. मेरा फट गया कि मैं सब कुछ बना लिया हूँ, वीडियो लेबल पड़ेगा इंडिया, अब सडनली टाइड हो रहा है कि पीपल वर बिग एंटी इंडिया हो गया था कि यू शुड यूज भारत. तो फिर मैं एक नया वो शूट किया, उसमें एक जन वन पर्सन वॉज होल्डिंग द पोस्टर लेबल पड़ेगा इंडिया, वन मोर पर्सन वॉज लेबल पड़ेगा भारत, एंड आई वॉज इन द मिडल ताकि कुछ कॉन्ट्रोवर्शियल नहीं हो, एंड शॉन्ट द मैसेज टू गेट स्प्रेड. एंड देन वी वर लाइक पीपल वर नॉट दैट स्टक टू दैट थिंग, सो पीपल वर लाइक ठीक है यार इंडिया भारत लाइक इज नॉट वेरी. सो आई कितना कुछ आई टू डील इन बिहाइंड द सीन्स, ओनली आई नो हाउ डिफिकल्ट इट वॉज टू एग्जीक्यूट, बट yeah it was very very like I'm very happy I didn't do.
What are the impact of label putting in India? How did it scale? What are the response? Government clearly has spoken about, but what are the response at a consumer level?
Yeah, so I think that I posted about this also. There were many news articles which said that this is the second biggest consumer awareness campaign after Jago Grahak Jago.
I'm serious.
Yeah, and Jago Grahak Jago is a government initiative, so from a purely individual capacity it's probably one of the biggest consumer awareness campaigns. And I've seen thousands of videos of startups making videos, of consumers making videos on Label Padega India using that music. There are some radios which have been playing the music. And as that word Label Padega India has caught on, the hashtag, and it's gone beyond food. So a lot of people in the beauty space,
yeah?
Shampoos, yaar wo aloe vera dalte nahi dalte kisi ko nahi pata. नीम डालते हैं नहीं डालते हैं, वो किसी को आंवला डालते हैं या नहीं डालते हैं,
एक्सट्रैक्ट होता है वो कभी मोस्टली
हाँ कि, और फ्रेग्रेंस एक्सट्रैक्ट वही सब होता है
करेक्ट,
कि और वो कितना परसेंट होता है एक्सट्रैक्ट का भी वो नहीं पता. तो वो लेबल पड़ेगा इंडिया इज गॉन बियॉन्ड फूड. इनफैक्ट कोई इंश्योरेंस पॉलिसी में भी बोल रहा था कि इंश्योरेंस का टर्म्स एंड कंडीशन पड़ेगा इंडिया, एंड लाइक गॉन बियॉन्ड. इनफैक्ट देयर सम पीपल वर टेलिंग मी कि वी नीड अ फूड फार्मर इन एवरी इंडस्ट्री. We need someone in the insurance space to fight okay. against that. We'll need someone in the clothing space. We'll need someone in the meat space. Ki ye khana ethically source ho raha hai, nahi ho raha hai. So we need a food farmer type ka person, like, you know, who's both business minded and activistish in nature, like both the blend of that. Because some people who are purely activist, they are like two on one end. They don't understand business at all.
Yeah.
And there are some people who are purely business. They are like, they just... यार पैसा जब तक बन रहा है कोई मतलब नहीं है. यू नीड अ बिट ऑफ बोथ आई फील.
हाउ डिफिकल्ट इज इट ऑन अ डे टू डे बेसिस, लाइक डू यू एट एनी पॉइंट फील लाइक यू हैव अ लॉट ऑफ फ्यूल इन द टैंक, सम टाइम्स यू आर लाइक फक दिस इज नॉट वर्थ इट एट ऑल. आई थिंक इट्स डिफिकल्ट टू लाइक, आई थिंक बीइंग इन द पब्लिक आई एस्पेशली विद इन योर काइंड ऑफ फील्ड वेयर देयर इज लीगल नोटिस देयर इज दैट स्ट्रेस, आई एम श्योर इट्स यू मस्ट बी क्वेश्चनिंग दिस डिसीजन ऑफ्टन, और आर यू लाइक स्पेकिंग बस इम्पैक्ट इज टोटली वर्थ इट, बाकी सब छोड़ो.
इम्पैक्ट इज वर्थ इट. फैमिली सब में थोड़ा इशू होता है, लाइक रिसेंटली मेरे को एक लीगल नोटिस आया था जो कोर्ट केस वो सब हुआ, और इनफैक्ट कल भी मेरा अभी चेन्नई में कुछ चल रहा है. तो वो सब फैमिली ना जब अच्छा दिन होता है सपोर्ट करता है, जब खराब दिन होता है तो फिर बोलता है तो क्या कर रहा है. तो वो सब बहुत थोड़ा वो है. एंड मोनिटाइजेशन बोलना आसान है दूर से कि हाँ यार सब चलता है एज लॉन्ग एज इम्पैक्ट है, but eventually even you have personal ambitions, you want to buy a house, you want to do certain things, you want to buy a car, you don't want to always Uber it everywhere and things like that, you have personal ambitions as well, so those things also play at your mind. And I, for example,
and for you, like you move from the US, you're in McKinsey,
yeah,
opportunity cost is real,
opportunity cost is so large,
and you're saying no to brand deals, so there is opportunity cost on either side,
every
in the
side
field also, outside the field also.
Exactly. So just on LinkedIn yesterday I saw all my McKinsey friends. Just yesterday they were getting promoted.
Yeah.
So a lot of my friends started posting associate partner at McKinsey. So you see that thing ki they are making 3-5 crores every year. All my friends in the US. Some are at Google, some are at all the biggest companies. So of course you feel that, like, you know, there's a people posting from business class, EAO, and you feel that, like, you know. And in a personal side also it affects you sometimes, but there is the positive side, which is a very massive. There is, like, I've got comments and emails that someone named their child Revanth. God, like, they were so inspired by what work I was doing.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So there's so much of positivity that also is very fueling. But there is, it is difficult. Sometimes when you become big in some ways, you also get, although I have very low percentage of haters, but sometimes people, also you get that as well.
Yeah.
So it's, it is tricky, and I'm also very scared ki by chance main kuch galat bola, even if my intention is correct. will people doubt my credibility if I try to monetize? And even if my intention is correct, and if I monetize a food product, suppose मैं बोल दिया ये अच्छा है, और वो पहले जाने से उतना अच्छा नहीं है, तो मेरा credibility क्या पूरा वो हो जाएगा? तो उसे थोड़ा fear रहता है, but देखो क्या होता है.
You even throughout this conversation multiple times, you have actually been very open about the fact that it is oftentimes a state of fear. कि you know, what if I start a company and my product is not good and my reputation will go for a toss? Or what if I monetize a good food product but something happens and it's not good? Or what if my monetization strategy itself fails? Like, there are 3-4 times in this conversation itself,
yeah,
where fear as a emotion has come up a lot. Is that reflective of the kind of work you do? Like the cost of the work you do for you personally?
Yeah, so
there will always be fear.
100%, because everything I'm doing is based on trust.
And reputation.
Reputation. So there are some people who've, like in the creator space as well, people love them and they don't expect anything from them. Like, they don't expect anything moral from them.
Like who, for example?
Names nahi loga, but there are a lot of fashion influencers who are like that. अब वो लेस बेच रहे हैं कि जो भी बेच रहे हैं उनको जज नहीं कर रहे. दे आर स्टिल गोना बी लाइक, ओ माय फेवरेट इन्फ्लुएंसर इज दिस एक्स वाई जेड पर्सन. जो कॉमेडी क्रिएटर्स होते हैं, सो उनमें कोई वो नहीं है. पीपल लव देम एंड देन लेफ्ट राइट एंड सेंटर आर सेलिंग सॉफ्ट ड्रिंक्स, कुछ भी, माउंटेन ड्यू, ये वो कुछ भी बेच रहे हैं. एंड दे हैव अ ह्यूज फैन बेस. My entire thing is revolving around trust. And I am genuinely trying to do everything with a positive intention. But I am afraid sometimes that, you know, if I make a genuine mistake, will I be viewed in a...
How certain... forgiving will your audience be?
Haan, bolna aasan hai. Kyunki main abhi tak monetize bahut kam kiya hoon. Essentially, ek urban company kiya hoon aur ye sab. But like, agar main thoda aur usko karun aur main kuch karun, toh kaisa hoga, woh nahi pata.
Tight rope you have to walk, no?
Haan. बहुत लाइक एंड कोई भी चीज़ में प्रोज एंड कॉन्स होते हैं. एंड फूड स्पेस में ना सबका अलग फिलॉसफी है. कोई बोलेगा पानी को लेके, कोई बोलेगा 3 लीटर पीना चाहिए, कोई बोलेगा जब तुम थर्स्टी हो तभी पियो, कोई बोलेगा 8 ग्लास पियो, कोई बोलेगा समर में ज़्यादा पियो, विंटर में कम पियो. मतलब हर एक चीज़ में फिलॉसफी है. कोई बोलेगा डाइट कोक बेटर है, कोई बोलेगा रेगुलर कोक बेटर है, कोई बोलेगा ये बेटर है. मतलब हर एक में.
इन योर मेडिकल कम्युनिटी डज नॉट हैव कंसेंसस ऑन दिस, बाय द वे.
नो वन. You'll get the two best doctors on board. लोग बोलते हैं डॉक्टर को सब कुछ पता है. दो बेस्ट डॉक्टर को लाओगे,
अलग चीज़ें
बोलेंगे. वो दोनों अलग चीज़ बोलेंगे. कि कोई बोलेगा ये अच्छा है, कोई बोलेगा वो अच्छा है. एंड दोनों बहुत क्वालिफाइड हैं. दोनों मतलब बहुत रेप्यूटेड है. दोनों के बहुत
एक्सपीरियंस होंगे.
एक्सपीरियंस है, 20 साल से पेशेंट्स को ट्रीट कर रहे हैं. दोनों ऑपोजिट चीज़ बोलेंगे. तो इतना होता है ऐसे. एंड आप कुछ भी बोलोगे, आप पब्लिक आपको बोलेगे नहीं ये ऐसे नहीं, ऐसे होता है. और फूड में सब लोग को लगता है सब लोग एक्सपर्ट है.
करेक्ट.
एवरीवन थिंक्स दे आर एक्सपर्ट.
दे ईट 3 times a day.
हां, दे ईट 3 times a day, सो दे फील दे आर एक्सपर्ट. एंड इफ इट वर्क फॉर देम पर्सनली, दे फील इट वर्क्स फॉर एवरीवन. दे डोंट रियलाइज दैट एवरीवनस बॉडी इज डिफरेंट.
वेरी डिफरेंट. करेक्ट.
एंड जस्ट बिकॉज इट वर्कड ऑन यू डज नॉट मीन इट वर्क्स ऑन एवरीवन. लाइक कोई बोलता है मीट इज गुड फॉर योर बॉडी, कोई बोलता है मीट इज बैड फॉर योर बॉडी, कोई बोलता है ये अच्छा है वो अच्छा है. इट्स वेरी ट्रिकी.
वाओ, I agree with you. I think it's hard in food, specifically food. I think beauty, personal care, apparel, even meat, etc., or agriculture, you can broadly measure it. But packaged food impact on, because it's gone through a process, bodies are different, sugar tolerances are different, etc., it becomes very difficult to standardize what is the right thing as even a consumer or regulator or anyone.
Yeah.
How much longer do you think you can do this? Do you think this is a way of life where you're going to say, okay, let me break this down, because it's very fascinating, Revant, right? You're saying, gave up a consulting job, came to India, one huge trigger point, you became the voice of trust, clearly had impact, you've shaken up foundations, you're clearly impacting how food companies in India will behave themselves, consumers trust you, we're operating from a large space of A, impact, and B, fear, because reputation and trust can go away instantaneously. Your monetization opportunities are many, but any path you take there, you feel could be tread, you could be a dead end very quickly.
Yeah.
Right? So, and you have ambitions. You want, almost everyone does, and you're clearly, you've earned a good life. How are you going to change this purposeful existence into purposeful plus monetized career for you? If it's not going to be entrepreneur, I think entrepreneurship would have been the natural path in my view, like to build something in the food space, whatever the risk may be. I think VCs reaching out to you are absolutely fair. If you're able to raise some capital, building a brand is a great idea. But if not that, how will you convert this journey into something which is meaningful?
First of all, in a purely philosophical level, and I had written this in my book 10 years ago, I feel money should be value. Money is value, and the more value you provide to the world, I feel you should be paid the most.
Correct.
And people don't feel that way often. They, like, you know, they get pissed off when, like, they don't want certain types of people to make money. They don't like koi bhi activist type of person to make money. They don't like politicians making money. They want politicians to travel economy class.
Correct.
And there are certain things, but I feel the more impact you have, the more money you should make.
Correct.
And you should incentivize smart and hardworking people to choose those careers industry, which have money, and you should try to put money in there. So that is one thing. So
that's a very interesting point of view.
Huh.
You're right. I genuinely, my father says this always, that MLAs, MPs should have 3 crore salaries.
Huh. Automatically, but, I feel DU job, IIT job, IIM job, the best positions like in the government should be recruiting there.
Correct.
And best, like, you know, the highest impact people should be recruiting from there. So then only will your country kind of change.
Correct.
So I also believe from a personal standpoint, agar main bahut karoron log mein value laya aur main agar thoda bhi unke liye charge kiya, suppose main karor log ke liye 10 units of value laya aur main 1 unit value charge kiya uska, main 10 value aapko add kar raha hu, koi 10 unit, 1 unit charge kar raha hu, to main aap wo bhi bahut ho jayega kyunki main itne karoron log ko kar raha hu.
Correct.
So I genuinely believe if you add a lot of value to someone, you will eventually make money as well.
Correct.
That is from a philosophical lens. From a more practical, like, you know, if I actually break it down, I think there are many opportunities to make money. Once again, maybe clean packaged food if it clicks and if it goes well.
You should do it, by the way, man. Like, I know we spoke about it, but you absolutely should do it. Like, there's massive opportunity there. You will show the way for hundreds of other companies on how it needs to be done. I think your starting point is so different from any, from, like, if I were to start a clean packaged food brand, I'll mean nothing. But your starting point, because of influence and intelligence and knowledge, is so much ahead.
No, of course.
You should do it. You should.
Okay.
That's one option. Okay, what else?
Okay, yeah. I think health school is one more option.
Yeah.
So that is, again, one is me teaching myself, but, like, you know, if I get doctors, nutritionists on board. And also, this can be done internationally, which people don't realize. Packaged food ka issue US mein bhi hai,
correct.
Europe mein bhi hai. Wahan par bhi aap same cheez bech sakte ho.
Correct.
Aur wahan ke log employ kar sakte ho, wahan ke international doctors la sakte ho, aur wahan kar sakte ho. So there are ways like that to monetize. And I think ki influencer world mein bhi brand deals agar main karu, to usme bhi there is enough scope. It's not like, you know, it's not like, you know, you're going to create the next Bombay shaving company or like some big unicorn or anything like that, but you can get a very like good lifestyle through influence.
100%.
Yeah.
But because you are on trust and that edifice of trust, you don't want to dilute it with money.
So that is
that's the issue.
Like, the thing is that if someone else is doing 50 deals, which many influencers are, because one-off deals aate rehte hain, I'll do probably 5 deals. But
meaningful
still
ones.
Still, like, yeah. So, yeah, let's see. I mean, there are enough ways to monetize, I feel. And I think I've only just begun in this space. It's just been 15 months. And I've been working alone. Now, if I have a team of 5 people who will manage YouTube and who will manage Instagram, I can potentially scale way more. In fact, my ambition is to scale way higher in terms of trying to impact way more number of people. Abhi tak, I feel still Tier 1 and Tier 2 is watching me. Tier 3, Tier 4 is not watching me yet. Jo wo pura jo YouTube ka ऑडियंस है ना जो पूरा टिप हिंदी ऑडियंस विच इज़ फॉलोइंग ऑल द कॉमेडी क्रिएटर्स एंड थिंग लाइक दैट, आई स्टिल नॉट गॉट देयर गेट फुल्ली.
But your videos are also in Hindi in a large.
Yeah, yeah. So I pivoted from English to Hindi. Earlier it was full English ki main US se aaya hu yahan, so you know naturally you just talk in English. Then I changed to Hindi and thankfully, main aapko ek interesting cheez batata hu. Main 13 years India ke bahar raha hu. Like
I cannot make out on the way you talk by the
exactly.
Way. I cannot make out. First of all, you look very young.
Huh.
So when did you go to the? Were you, did you go as a school child or no, you no. went for college?
Yeah, I went when I was 18.
Wow, no, you don't look like someone who's 31, 32 years old at all. You look much younger.
Yeah.
Plus, your accent and your diction is completely local.
Exactly. So, right now, you are saying that in sort of positive tone, it seems like.
Yeah, very positive.
Yeah. But the 13 years I was living abroad, it was not the case. I have been made fun of so many times for my Indian accent. Because when you are living 13 years abroad, a lot of my friends are, you know, from here and there. You are asked ki bhai tu 13 saal se yahan hai, tu kyun aisa tone mein baat kar rahe hai? You know, in your jobs, it affects, you know, because everyone else is talking in an American or an accent or something like that. So, thoda ek wo ho jata hai, you know, you turn, suddenly someone is talking in a full-on Indian accent. Then, slightly, there is a connotation around it.
You never changed?
No. If I talk to anyone, it's always this. And I'm not saying it in a proud way or anything like that. People have their own, like, you know, it's fine. I'm wearing jeans and t-shirt, which may or may not, again, I'm not wearing a kurta pajama or anything. Like, you know, everyone has their own style. I'm not saying that anything ki ye karo, wo karo, but I've only spoken in Indian, this accent. Aap mera 7-8 saal purana video bhi dekhoge, and I'm talking to an American audience. There are some videos on YouTube which are there. Is this accent. I've never ever changed the accent.
That's incredibly self-assuring, by the way.
But when you are in the US, it sometimes affects you. And even things like, people have told me that if you want to make friends from American friends, if you want to make female friends, if you talk in an Indian accent to someone, a white person abroad, they will have a little bit more of a stigma compared to if you were completely talking in the same accent as theirs. But I have never changed. But that is a personal choice. I just cannot do that. Maybe at some point I change, but I just at this point cannot.
A lot of my friends.
And, sorry, one last thing. And all these years, it was somewhat of a weakness. Somewhat in the public's eyes. Today, it is one of my biggest strengths.
Yes.
Because hypothetically, if I was talking in a completely American accent, I can't connect with the audience. Mein se.
Correct.
अगर मोहन भार्गव अमेरिकन एक्सेंट में बात करेगा तो वो वाइब नहीं आएगा स्वदेश का.
करेक्ट.
मैं भी थैंकफुली आई हैव बीन टॉकिंग यू नो जो मैं जैसे बात करता हूँ वैसे.
हाँ, बट आई डोंट सी एनी डिफरेंस इन यू हियर वर्सेस यू ऑन द स्क्रीन. इट्स द सेम ह्यूमन बीइंग.
एग्जैक्टली. एनीवे सॉरी, आई
यू आर अ लॉट टॉलर देन यू लुक इन योर वीडियो. दैट्स
नॉट बिकॉज़ ऑफ बॉनवीटा दो.
नो, बट यू आर राइट. इवन सो फॉर एग्जांपल, इवन व्हेन आई गो टू द यूएस एंड आई हैव लिव्ड देयर फॉर मेनी इयर्स, राइट, I had a thick American accent when I came back to India. As a child, when you're growing up, that's all you know, right? You don't know, like, so I had a thick American accent, came back, and then I never had one. My brother has now lived in the US for 14 years, 13, 14 years, right? My brother has, his accent is completely unchanged. When he's talking to me, my mom, anyone at home, anyone who is even remotely Indian in the US system, when he's teaching a class where the students are American, he speaks in an American accent. Because he's like, yeah, I'm teaching a class. It's easier. People don't ask multiple times to repeat, etc. It's easier. So he gets the American accent. When he's ordering a Starbucks, he'll use the American accent. But when he's here, so I've seen a lot of people do this. But when I go to the US, I'm very conscious of the fact that my skin is brown. I don't feel fully at home there. And you're right, it's, I see a lot of people from India who have lived there long enough, whose food habits change because they want to kind of amalgamate into the culture, whose talking habits change, whose lifestyles change. But for you to stay there for 13 years, work in companies which are as American as McKinsey. McKinsey is a global firm, but I can imagine a McKinsey North America office being North American only. Yep. The partnership is North American, the clients are North American, etc. But to talk like this in a client meeting in the US will be... hats off, man.
Thank you. Honestly, it is not easy because, again, as you said, McKinsey, when you're talking to some very big
senior
shot
guy.
CEO, it professionally helps to talk in an accent.
Correct.
But is it just a personal choice that you're not? So it does matter. And not only accent, in every other way also, the reason why I'm able to connect to the audience today is because I use Indian references. So I'll put a joke in Bollywood. I'm talking about a very serious topic, but I'll put some humor in it.
Correct.
And that is because I still stayed connected to whatever is happening in India. In spite of living my entire adult life abroad. So that has also been a very big advantage that I've not let go of whatever was happening here, because if I had not, I would not have been able to connect.
Yeah, I think I find it to be a truly authentic human being. I was just like in the break also saying the same thing. I'm continuing that train of thought. That people who are in front of cameras a lot, people who are, you know, in the public eye a lot, like you, they're very different on camera and very different. Sometimes more reserved. Sometimes they're very different in personality. Sometimes they appear really nice and are actually, you know, kind of caustic human beings. But you are exactly the same person. Like, you smile the same. You have the same enthusiasm in a conversation like this. You are truly passionate and बहुत ही देसी आदमी हो यार आप मतलब मेरे को लाइक आई डिड नॉट रियलाइज कि आप 13 साल वहाँ पे रहे आप आई कैन इमेजिन बीइंग इन द यूएस फॉर 13 इयर्स इन एनवायरनमेंट्स लाइक द वंस व्हिच यू मे हैव बीन लाइक वेरी कॉम्पिटिटिव अल्फा टाइप पीपल ऑल ओवर द प्लेस राइट एवरीवन इज बीइंग जज्ड ऑल द टाइम एंड वहाँ पे दोस्ती नहीं बनती यार लाइक ठीक से लाइक आई डोंट थिंक जैसे इंडिया में बनती है आई डोंट थिंक दैट हैपेंस इन द यूएस एज मच पीपल आर मच मोर इंडिविजुअल इन नेचर एंड you know, kind of like boundaries and all of that stuff, right? So, for you to retain your Indianness, your sense of who you are, stay in touch with our country over the last 13 years, 13 amazing years. You know, we have won 2 World Cups, right? We elected a prime minister who's gotten elected for the 3rd time. We have had unicorns being built over the last 13 years, over and over again. We had so much funding happen in startup space. Food brands have come up. बहुत हुआ है 13 सालों में इंडिया में द फैक्ट दैट यू हैव स्टेट कनेक्टेड अलाउज यू टू डू दिस अ लॉट व्हाट इज द वन थिंग लाइक आई थिंक आई वांटेड टू गो डीपर ऑन दिस विद यू अ लिटिल बिट बट मे बी वी कैन डू दैट ऑन फूड फार्मर 2.0 एंड ऑन द बार्बर शॉप बट अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल यंगस्टर्स फील दैट इन्फ्लुएंस इज एन अमेजिंग करेंसी विच दे राइट दे pursue it with a lot of passion. Okay, I want to create influence. You're doing it from a way of influencing policy and getting consumers to be more aware. A lot of people want to do it in different worlds. Like some people want to do it. And parents are doing it to their children. I see a lot of parents using their children to create influence. They are creating reels on children's sporting activities or acting activities and so on. So, बहुत content बन रहा है और लोग उसको बहुत अलग अलग तरीकों से बना रहे हैं अलग अलग ऑब्जेक्टिव के साथ बना रहे हैं when it comes to content as a life purpose, what is your point of view and philosophy on this? For people who are doing it, spending time, learning skills, etc., what would you say to them?
Just, I'm not very good with giving advice and all, but I think you have to just be very patient and your time will come, I feel like, you know, it's like that. Like, you have to be very patient. I have people know me as Food Farmer, which is the last 13, 14 months. What people don't know is that for 7 years I've been making videos. You have just seen Food Farmer, you've not seen Raven Thimmat.
Correct.
Which was my earlier Insta handle. Uske pehle my Insta handle was Selfie Nomics, which was also the name of my book. But for 4-5 years, my Instagram handle was Selfie Nomics. And that time I used to make videos on completely different topics. So I used to make fun of South Calcutta, which is like the rich Calcutta. Like, you know, that I'm from Calcutta and I used to make fun of that. So like in the very different phases. So that time I used to get no views. 10 view aa rahe hain, ye wo. So you have to just be at it. But agar main wo 7-8 saal wo nahi kiya hota na, 6-7 saal. To aaj jo mera video viral hua, I would not be able to sustain the virality. Because for 7 years I made videos, I learned what works, what does not work. आई लर्न की स्टोरी से कोई फायदा नहीं होता है, मतलब स्टोरीज जस्ट टू एंगेज योर ऑडियंस, उससे कोई नए वो न्यू पीपल डोंट फाइंड. अर्ली आई डिड नॉट नो ऑल दिस. सो बाय वॉचिंग ऑफ डूइंग इट फॉर 7 years, द मोमेंट आई वेंट वायरल आई न्यू हाउ टू
लाइक इंक्रीज इट,
हाउ टू गो एंड वायरल नेक्स्ट टाइम एंड द नेक्स्ट टाइम एंड द नेक्स्ट टाइम. सो आई थिंक यू हैव टू बी वेरी पेशेंट एंड कीप फोकसिंग ऑन लाइक जस्ट लर्निंग, अडेप्टिंग एंड थिंग्स लाइक दैट. Which I think a lot of Gen Z and below don't have the patience for often.
Yeah.
While they're very good with content, they want results very quick.
Aaj.
हाँ कि अभी डाला, अगर एक साल मेहनत किया और अगर एक साल में रिजल्ट नहीं आया, then they're like ये क्या हो रहा है, ये मतलब मेरा एक कोई इशू हो गया, ये हो गया, मतलब कि they don't realize how normal it is to not have that result. So that is I feel like more people need to realize that. एंड जब कोई रिजल्ट आता है ना उनका, एंड देन दे बिकम सक्सेसफुल, देन दे लाइक अरे मैं कितना स्ट्रगल किया था, एक साल मैंने हर दिन किया और फिर मैं सक्सेसफुल हुआ. दे डोंट रियलाइज कि कितना टाइम लगता है कोई कोई चीज में. एंड आई एम एक्चुअली टुडे रेट्रोस्पेक्टिवली हैप्पी कि व्हेन माय बुक हैड कम आउट 7-8 years ago, 8 years ago माय बुक केम आउट, 10 years ago आई रिटन इट, दैट डिड नॉट कमर्शियली डू दैट वेल. And had it done well, maybe I would not have understood some of the lessons which I now know. And maybe I would have become big and then I would have again tanked. But now I think I've learned a way more in the last 8-9 years. I've become slightly more mature in some ways. So I feel like you have to be slightly like fine with that process. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And finally, before we let you go, words for people who want to do something that influences and creates impact the way you have. I think you're right. Every day, there is, like today, Varun and Raghav are here, they're talking about services business where there was lack of trust. Ki carpenter aa raha hai, plumber aa raha hai, beautician aa raha hai, etc. You don't know who is good, who is bad. Koi AC ka repair karne aa gaya, wo bol raha hai ki tumko naya part chahiye, to tumko lagta hai ki trust karna zaruri hai. Like it's, you're going to con me, right? I think we live in a low trust environment in general, right? And people who create an transparency in low trust environments are gold. Like what you're doing in the food space, there's insurance, beauty, personal care, hospitality. People are reviewing. People are not holding corporations and larger forces accountable. And there is a huge opportunity for that to happen. Do you think that is like the kind of food farmer army that you can actually create in a way? Yeah, and what are your thoughts on that? Like, have you thought about that? Or do you thought, ki nahi yaar, I'm going to go deep in whatever the place I've chosen, I'm not going to go wide at all?
I think, yes, I do want to go wide. As I've said, many people have told me, we need a food farmer in every sector. We need someone in the fashion space, we need someone in the beauty space, we need someone in the insurance space. Now, I also don't want to be irresponsible when I make a video, which is why it's very easy for me to make a video on shampoo or thing like that. Yeah. I've just not made it because I'm not as well informed, so I'm learning. The last 6-7 months, I've been learning ki kya achha hai, kya nahi hai. Only if I feel I'm slightly well informed will I make that video. But I think one thing which I have not done that well, and it's also because of the result, because I've not monetized, is that I don't have a team. So, main kitna kuch khud kar sakta hun, to main फूड में रिस्ट्रिक्ट किया हूँ बिकॉज ऑफ लैक ऑफ टीम एज वेल. बट आई थिंक वंस आई प्रॉपरली स्टार्ट मोनेटाइजिंग एंड आई बिल्ड दैट विल गिव मी द लिबर्टी ऑफ बिल्डिंग द टीम. वंस आई बिल्ड द टीम, इट विल हेल्प मी गो वाइड एज वेल कि चलो मैं ये स्पेस में भी कुछ कर सकता हूँ, ये में भी कुछ कर सकता हूँ. बिकॉज आई एम पैशनेट नॉट ओनली अबाउट हेल्थ एंड फूड, आई एम पैशनेट अबाउट वे मोर टॉपिक्स देन हेल्थ एंड फूड. देर आर 3-4 टॉपिक्स ब्रॉडली आई एम पैशनेट अबाउट. Health is one of them, and I will hopefully want to go to the rest as well.
What are the others?
From a purely social, like I believe there are 4 biggest problems in the world: health, animal cruelty, extreme poverty, and climate change. I think for the next 5-7 years, 10 years, I'll probably focus more on health. Hopefully, I have the courage and the resources and the conviction to focus on animal cruelty and extreme poverty. That is probably from a purely social end. This is not a business thing, ki food farmer. This is a
animal cruelty. You mean also from a, not just on the street and so on, but also the meat industry, or you're saying mostly
Yeah, like in the meat industry, how the animals are treated. In fact, the animals on the streets, purely on a data numbers perspective, it's very small in
Wow.
terms of numbers. अगर आप न्यूमरेटर और डिवाइड बाय डिनोमिनेटर करोगे, एनिमल्स ऑफ स्ट्रीट क्या है ना, वो विजिबल है.
हाँ
आर ह्यूमंस वी आर सो ब्रेन वॉश और वट एवर, नॉट ब्रेन वॉश बट लाइक हम जो आंखों के सामने देखते हैं हमें वो दिखता है, बट जो वॉल के पीछे हो रहा है वो देखते नहीं है.
या एंड वी प्रेफर टू नॉट सी इट आल्सो
हाँ, वी प्रिफर नॉट टू सी इट इज वेल. तो अगर आप प्योर सिंपल मैथ करोगे, न्यूमरेटर डिनोमिनेटर, एनिमल ऑन स्ट्रीट्स आर लाइक 10-15,000, 1 लाख, 2 लाख. डिनोमिनेटर इज इन बिलियंस. सो हाउ दोज एनिमल्स आर ट्रीटेड बिहाइंड द थिंग इज लाइक समथिंग विच आई फील लाइक डिजर्व टू, बट आई
बिल्कुल
दैट इज आई डोंट थिंक आई हैव द रिसोर्सेज, करेज और वट एवर राइट नाउ, बट दैट विल बी समथिंग होपफुली आई विल बी एबल टू डू एट सम पॉइंट, विच आई विल ट्राई टू गेट इन टू.
अरे वहां पे फिलोसफिकल बहुत है, मतलब इट्स ऑल्सो सोर्स ऑफ प्रोटीन विच इज चीप सो
नो, आई एम
सॉल्व
नॉट,
फॉर हंगर
आई एम
एंड
नॉट इवन टॉकिंग अबाउट नॉन वेज वेज, आई एम जस्ट टॉकिंग अबाउट हाउ एनिमल्स आर ट्रीटेड.
ट्रीट देम वेल इवन इफ यू आर ईटिंग देम ट्रीट देम वेल
या आई एम नॉट इवन टॉकिंग अबाउट नॉन वेज वेज हियर, वो डिबेट में मैं जा भी नहीं रहा हूँ.
Understood. I clearly are someone with decades long vision. Revan, this is like, frankly, I was expecting a very different tenor to the conversation. I was expecting it to be, company bashing and, you're right on the pendulum spectrum, more activist than capitalist. But you are an incredibly thoughtful human being. I think you think about things in depth. You're a philosophical human being. That's the unfortunate thing about people who are influencers is because people make up their minds about them or have a view, vision of them, which is sometimes very different because a human being is obviously so much more complex and so much more layered. And you're a very impressive person. And not only the outcomes you've achieved in 14, 15 months, with, of course, years of preparation before that, but also in the humility with which you treat that success, you transparently showcase your fear for the right reasons. You're equally excited about your future and the future for all of us who are going to read labels more and more because of you. But thank you so much for taking the time. It has been a phenomenally enriching discussion for me
Thank you so
personally
much.
and for our viewers as well.
Thank you.
And I'm hoping that we are able to bring you back here every time you do something super interesting, which I'm sure happens every few months. But all the very best, and may all the things that you are wishing for happen and happen as quickly as possible.
Thank you so
Thank
much,
you so much.
really.
It was a pleasure. And we do have a gift for you,
Oh, thank you.
which I don't know whether you can carry it back on a flight, but I'm going to give it to you anyways. Thank you.
Whoa. I didn't expect so much.
This is for you, and
Thank
hope
you.
you enjoyed. There are some women's products which you can give women in your family, friend
Yeah.
circle, whoever, but the rest of it you can absolutely use yourself.